These are just hypothetical questions. Nonetheless, I'm wondering if we can think about these questions with some seriousness. The first question that I want to ask you is, do you ever think how deep your relationship with God is? Not just do I have a relationship with God, but what's the depth of my relationship with God? Maybe to make it clearer, how about I said, let me put this question in other words. Could God take you for granted? Let me help you think just even a little better. Think about the most precious thing in your life. Could be your spouse, your marriage, your children, your health, your job, your entire life savings. Could be any of these things. And now think, if God said to you what God said to Abraham, sacrifice what is most precious to you for my sake. No reasons given. You don't ask how, why, what, nothing. Sacrifice what is most precious to you for my sake. And once God puts God's claim on what is most precious to you, what does that do to your relationship with God? I'm wondering if we now have a better insight into Abraham's dilemma, because he's asked to give up what's most precious to him. This son that he and Sarah had waited for 90 years, the son God asks. It's as if God can take Abraham for granted. That's what I was trying to say in the beginning of Mass when I said, today is not about examining our relationship with God, it's about examining the depth of our relationship with God. The story that we have of Abraham's son being sacrificed is the depth of Abraham's relationship with God. I mean, God needed to enter into a relationship where he feels comfortable about asking Abraham for the son, and for Abraham to feel obedient enough or deep enough in his relationship with God to offer the son to God. Now, Abraham's refusal had major implications. If he refused, that would have major implications. It would have meant that the covenant that God was going to make with Abraham and the future generations, that could be jeopardized. It was crucial then, for God's sake and Abraham's sake, that God could take Abraham for granted. Now, in that story, there's almost a sense of relief, because the story ends by Abraham not having to sacrifice his son. You almost want to breathe easy. God, thank God, Abraham didn't have to do that. The gospel reading, where you have the transfiguration, I think the gospel reading must be understood in the context of relationships as well, the depth of relationship with God. So for example, on the one hand, the transfiguration reveals the depth of Jesus' own relationship with his Father. So there's Elijah, and there's Moses, and there's Jesus, and the disciples get to see the glory of the Son of the Father. That's how deep it is. On the other hand, God demands that the disciples listen to him, the Son. Now, this was the same kind of listening or relationship that God was hoping the disciples would have with Jesus. Deep relationship. There's only one difference between the first story and the second story. In the first story, you can breathe easy that the Son was spared. Not in the gospel story. The Son of Man must go down the mountain. And the chief priests and the elders and the people, they would sacrifice him. So St. Paul says in today's second reading, he says, "He who did not spare his own son, he spared Abraham's son. But his own son he did not spare. How will he not give us everything else along with him?" So that, I think that's the scriptures today, and I want to raise 3 points for you to reflect upon this week. Here's my first point. So as I said earlier, we're not merely being invited to examine our relationship with God, we are being invited to examine the depth of our relationship with God. And I think the question that is being posed to us is this: what is the threshold of our relationship with God? So is there in our lives a point where we can tell God, "God, okay, now that's too much"? What is the threshold of our relationship with God? Abraham's response to God shows the limits of his relationship was limitless. "My son, my most precious son, I'm willing to sacrifice him." Jesus going down the mountain shows the depth of Jesus' relationship with the Father and humanity as well. What about us? If we lost that one precious thing, what would that do to our faith? When I was thinking about this, I was wondering, is it really possible for us to actually reach a conclusion to this question? For example, you know, if someone said, "Either you deny Jesus or we'll kill you." As it stands now, because I'm safe, what I really want to do is to say, "Surely I'll give my life for Jesus," but I don't know. And when that moment arrives, how my thinking will work, I really don't know till I do it, do I? But then I said to myself, but I don't have to be in a situation where my life is demanded or something precious is demanded of me to examine the depth of my relationship with God. There are small things that are indicators of the big picture. So for example, how much time do we give to God, not just in prayer, deep prayer? That's an indicator of the depth of our relationship with God. How does our faith get translated into giving us of ourselves for others? That's an indicator. What demands do we make on ourselves because of the depth of our relationship with God? That's an indicator. So think about these things this week. My second point, I'm coming to the gospel reading. In the context of examining the depth of our relationship with God, listen to him in today's gospel reading, I think, has a deeper meaning than just listening with our ears. I think the voice inviting the disciples to listen to Jesus means be like him. Imitate Jesus. Not just what is he saying, let me listen to him with my ears. I think it's deeper. Peter wanted to make tents and stay on the top of the mountain. Jesus, on the other hand, climbs down the mountain to bring divine presence to the world. What was Jesus doing? Jesus was listening to the Father. The Father was giving his Son to the world. The Son, listening to the Father, gave himself to the world. The Son did what the Father wanted him to do. The Son imitated the Father. So when Jesus is being asked to be listened to by this voice from sky, from heaven, God's voice, I think the voice is saying, be like Jesus. So I'm suggesting that this week, let us listen to Christ. And by this I mean radical imitation of Christ in the way we deal with those we do not like. We're having trouble getting along with. Let's be like Jesus. In the way we spend time with the Father in prayer, let's be like Jesus. In the way we bring life and hope and comfort to others, let us be like Jesus. Let's listen to Jesus by imitating Christ. And my third point. Folks, in a very real sense, this Eucharist that we celebrate is like the sacrifice of Abraham and the experience of the Transfiguration put together. It's both of these things happening at the same time on this altar. It's like we are, like Abraham and like Jesus and the disciples, on the top of a mountain. This is our mountain. Here on the altar, we relive God's sacrifice of his only Son. Here on the altar, we see the glory of God, like the disciples saw Jesus with Moses and Elijah. We see the glory of God only if it was in the bread and the wine, the body and the blood. Here, from this altar, we are invited to listen to him. So this is the mountain of our transfiguration. Like Peter, we might want to stay here, but God says, got to go down the mountain. Your home, your workplace, wherever you go, we go down the mountain to sacrifice ourselves, to die to ourselves, and in our dying, to bring salvation to the world. So what a privilege it is here to be at Mass this morning, to be on this mountain, and then, even though it's hard, like Jesus, listening to him, that we step back into the world to make our lives redeeming lives in the world. So I think this morning, as the bread and wine is brought forward and as we lay that sacrifice on the altar, let's identify with Abraham. God is not asking us to give up our children or the things that are precious to us, maybe he is, but God has a sacrifice prepared for us, that's Jesus. And we become one with that sacrifice of Christ, which is our redemption. Let us pray that we understand the depth of what God does for us so we can enter into the depths of our relationship with God. Hope God can take us for granted. The people of God said,